Hi guys, and welcome to episode 5 of the podcast. Listen in to hear Chris Hattersley, our head junior coach, talk about how the first month of the Junior Academy has gone at Kingsway Golf Centre. Some great insights into what is happening and what is going on with the junior golf programme.
Hi everyone, this is Chris from Total Junior Golfer. I've literally just finished our last junior session of February and thought I would do a little podcast and just kind of keep everybody in the loop of how the first month has gone of 2020 and what the plans are for the new season. So obviously, I'm sure a lot of people have noticed that there's been quite a few changes at Kingsway over the last few months, one of them being the kind of relaunch of the Junior Academy, now becoming Total Junior Academy, which kind of for us, it's all about creating a better pathway and giving more opportunities to children. And it's allowed me to put more of my personal time into kind of becoming a full-time junior golf coach now. So although I still do a lot of other coaching, it's been a lot of fun spending a lot more time not only teaching the juniors but kind of really promoting and pushing and getting out into schools and yeah, just really kind of sending the message out about junior golf and what we offer. So it was obviously started at the beginning of February. Probably one of the wettest winters I've ever known. So naturally you kind of panic and think, are there going to be any juniors that want to play golf when it's this cold and wet? But we've been so fortunate that we've had over 70 children rock up this month, becoming junior academy members, having this new look brand. We've given them all a hat, so every week they turn up and just look like a team, acting like a team. It's just really exciting to see them all and loving their golf and just having that opportunity to play golf, even though the weather has been poor. But fortunately, we're very lucky. We have indoor facilities, fantastic new indoor academy studio, which for some of the children they've been able to experience already. But yeah, it's been good. As for the lessons, as I've mentioned many times, we work a lot around game-based learning, so taking a theme and adding a lot of games. So although we've not been able to get out on the golf course, we've been able to keep the children enthused and entertained on the range. And we have so many training aids, from the Explainer to Colour Path Golf, Mad Skills Golf, and just quite a lot of creativity within the group of coaches and using the children's imagination to just create really fun, engaging sessions. And I'm not sure how long we can go on the driving range for before we kind of run out of ideas and start worrying that we're never going to get on the golf course. But at the moment things are good. We're just praying that the weather's going to start turning soon so we can finally get these skills out onto the golf course and have a bit of fun out there. So the lessons have been really good. We've also had our first holiday camps of the season. So we've got our regular camp, which is open from 4 years, sorry, 5 years through to around about 12, 13. And they're really based on having loads of fun, getting out on the golf course and experiencing what it's like to be out there. We take golfers from complete beginner to experienced golfers and, yeah, just have loads of fun. As far as we're concerned, they're not at school, so we don't want to make it too kind of heavy learning for them. We just want to have a load of fun and get them to fall in love with the game. We've also introduced our new advanced camp, which is really aimed more at the junior member of the golf club, the more experienced golfer that's kind of looking now to get out on the golf course, gain a handicap and take the game to a new level. And that seems to have been really well received. We gave them a great opportunity to use some of the more advanced training aids from TrackMan and SamLab, being in the new studio, playing out on the main golf course as well. So that's been a really good learning opportunity for those children, and something that we plan on continuing throughout the year, so we can really offer that to more juniors. So far, so good. Everything looking really positive, and I'm really excited for what the spring, the summer hold. I think we're going to be getting into schools soon. So a few more schools within the local area, which is going to be exciting. Kingsway itself has some really exciting plans coming soon. And just lots of fun. So if you are interested in more, if you have a young junior within your family or your friendship groups, and you think they would enjoy getting into golf, then feel free to get in touch. We're very active on social media, from Facebook to Instagram, and even in the last month we've put a YouTube channel in there to kind of give tips and drills, all at Total Junior Golfer. And you can find us at www.totaljuniorgolfer.co.uk. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got any questions or want to know more, please get in touch. Cheers.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening in. Hope you found some interesting insights into Chris's junior golf world. Please check him out on social media. You can follow Chris on Facebook and Twitter at Total Junior Golfer, and also on Instagram, Total Junior Golfer. Or you can follow the store at AF Golf Store on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more information. See you soon.